I'm now joined by center Alex Mack. Alex, you and your teammates are coming off a huge win against the Oakland Raiders last week. Just talk about getting two wins back-to-back.
You know, it was great to win on the road, and it was a real fun plane ride back to be, you know, happy about the game. And, you know, any errors are kind of erased because you were able to pull it out. And so it was real great to go into Oakland and in a hostile environment and pull out a win. And you know, we're all really excited to have two in a row right now. You know, and I think it hopefully shows promise that, you know, we kind of figured something out and we can do it more often.
I talked to you early in the season about just turning the corner. You talked about how the team just needs one play to win. And you saw that. You guys came up huge with making big plays. Before we talk about that 94-yard drive, what did it mean for you guys to be on the bench and you feel like the momentum is changing, but then you see Sheldon Brown come up with that big play?
That was a great interception by Sheldon. You know, really, that's what it takes to win games, you know, because turnovers are a real big thing. Unfortunately, like the offense gave up two in the early in the game, but defense came back late and got one to really even the score. And so it was really proud of our offense in order to drive the ball all the way down, take a lot of time off the clock, you know, help our defense with some points. I mean, that's what you want. That's what it took to be successful.
Alex, take me into that huddle. What was it like during that 94-yard touchdown drive?
I think we actually are pretty good about doing that now. You know, a couple times in the season, we've had some kind of backed up areas, and we've done a good job of, you know, focusing on just the next play. And that's what you have to do. You know, you can't worry too much. It's all right, like, let's get a first down. And you want to get out of those bad areas, backed up areas. And we were able to string good series on a good series and really, you know, march the ball down the field. You know, all of a sudden, before we knew it, I was on the 5-yard line. I didn't realize it. You know, I looked over and it was first and goal on the 5 or something, and it was exciting. You know, it was real great to be down there and, you know, and punch it in.
You're the center. That 3rd and 1, Brandon Whedon holds the ball. He doesn't make it through, but then it's 4th and 1. What was that mindset in that huddle? What were you saying to the guys?
Let's do it. You know, it was great to see our coach have so much faith in our line. You know, that's what you want to see. So it's great for, as an offense, to be able to step up to the challenge and deliver. And it was really fun. It was a good feeling.
Now, heading into that game, the weather was predicted to be, you know, heavy rains. But then you got there, it was sunny California. You know, I know you guys are true mudders on that offensive line, but were you guys taken back?
It was, I don't know if you saw it, it was muddy out there still. You know, the field was still kind of sloppy, but it was great weather. You know, the sun was shining and it looked great. But early, like before we ran out for warm-ups, apparently it was like dumping rain, so we had to wait like 5 minutes and then it was perfectly clear, which is what I expect out of my Bay Area weather.
Now, you guys take the second win. Can you just talk about the mindset as you guys head into this work week leading up against the Kansas City Chiefs?
We just had to take one game at a time. You know, we said that early in the year, and I think it stays true now, that, all right, whatever we did in the past is the past, and now what can we learn from the past and put into the future? So I think the key is going to see, like, great job this last week. Let's see what we can learn from it. You know, what did we do good? What do we need to fix? And try to apply that to the Chiefs.
Well, Alex, thank you for your time, and good luck moving forward.
All right, thank you very much.